what were the sounds, the smells of that place like?
The sounds, of course, very noisy because it was mixed in with a machine shop, so there was a lot of noise there. There's obviously the general noise of, you know, things being lifted, cranes running, that sort of thing. The smell, again, is sort of hot metal, that sort of thing, oil, all those sort of smells. And also, there was to get height, there was quite a deep pit so that to get the height under the crane. And sometimes the drain used to block up and the pump used to fail. And that used to be a bit challenging. I can remember that. There was a labourer called Walter who was responsible, if that's the right word, for cleaning it out. And he didn't seem to worry him, but it's not a job I'd fancy, I must admit, but it used to be a terribly mucky sort of oil and, you know, rags blocking up the drain and, oh, you know, terrible mess. But that's the sort of sound. The sounds are just general sort of manufacturing sounds, you know, and the smells, as I say, it's hot metal, hot oil. And when the pump was on the blink, the pit, the smell coming out of that, which was definitely to be avoided.
Can you describe what hydraulic number one would have been like as a room? You've described the pits and the cranes. What else would you have found in that room?
Well, it was mixed in with a machine shop as well, so you'd find lathes and boring machines. Also, there were offices, of course, the foreman's office, works manager's office. I think there was a sort of progress office as well for sort of allocating jobs, that sort of thing. And a railway line.
It's amazing that the railway line ran all the way into the shop.
Oh, yeah. Well, that wasn't unusual in those days. Because after all, you couldn't move big loads by road. We just didn't have we didn't have sort of 44-ton juggernauts then. So it had to be done that way, really. And it used to, big items just used to come by rail. It was just a fact of life. Whereas today, everybody tries to avoid sending things by rail because of, offloading and it's slow and all the rest of it. And you can go, obviously, with a big vehicle, you can go door to door, which is much more convenient.